Could you highlight any specific campaign or initiative that Gabriela BC has undertaken to fulfill its mission?
Yeah, I think I mentioned before about the anti-fascist campaign. We have highlighted Adorfe Defer and Eri Soledad, and we are still actually raising funds for Adorfe Defer as she is in prison, and as she is older, she needs medication as well as to help fight her legal battle to basically get her release. And she has been, in general, an outspoken advocate for women's rights throughout her whole entire life, even in the face of being, imprisoned under the martial law era in the 60s and 70s, coming out of that with intense, abuse and torture that she faced, to still continue to work with women and children, and to really use that voice to, help them in, abusive relationships, as well as furthering the women's movement in the Philippines. So we are raising funds for her, but also we would love people to show solidarity, whether or not you're Filipino or not, to show that solidarity that the world is watching what the Philippine government is doing. We also have like Eri Soledad, as I mentioned, raising awareness of how being as an outspoken activist in the Philippines, you can be red tagged, you can be targeted by the National Task Force to End Communist Local Conflict. So basically, being an activist is a crime, basically, in the Philippines, which is unfortunate. But hopefully, with international solidarity and bringing awareness here, we can hold the Philippine government accountable for its crimes. In a more, I guess, lighthearted note, we have a zine called Mothers in the Motherland, where we actually talk to working Filipino mothers here, and kind of talk about their struggles coming here, and kind of their kind of hopes and dreams about coming here, what it means to be a part of the Filipino community here, since oftentimes working Filipino women or mothers don't really get to have their own voice. And so we are in the midst of releasing two new issues. So definitely keep an eye out on that. But we do have two already published that you can find on our social media.
You're unwavering dedication to this kind of cause is truly inspiring. Thank you for sharing again. And now, let's turn our attention to future works. Like, looking ahead, what are the future plans of Gabriela BC?
Yeah, so we had hosted International Working Women's Day this year, and we had an amazing panel discussion with actually local organizations like Defund 604 Network and SAMIDUN Palestinian Prisoner Network, and also someone from Unite Here Local 40, and we also had a rally as well, and so all of them came out in March, I think a couple of days after March 8th, to really talk about the contributions of working women on society, as well as the history of working women and the revolutionary history of us. So we are planning to do something for International Working Women's Day next year. Not sure exactly what it is, but there will be a rally, most likely. So definitely keep an eye out on that. More, I guess recently or coming up is we're planning to do a panel discussion with a local Palestinian organization, Palestinian Youth Movement, highlighting the contributions of revolutionary women in both the Philippine struggle and the Palestinian struggle, really showing our solidarity with, the Palestinian movement, which we have been doing throughout the years, which is a very important cause. Not only are we fighting for our liberation as, Filipino women or Filipino people, that we stand in solidarity with other liberation movements and struggles as well. But yeah, keep an eye out. We do educational discussions. We do fundraisers. If you love karaoke, we usually do some sort of karaoke, or any other kind of maybe prisoner letter writing event. Just keep an eye out. We do a bunch of different events throughout the year. Yeah.
Awesome. Your insights into the future plans of Gabriela VC are enlightening. It's evident that the organization has a dynamic vision. And finally, for those who are inspired by your work, how can individuals support or get involved with Gabriela VC's efforts?
Yeah, I think getting it organized is kind of the most concrete thing that you can do to help, you know, whatever struggle or issue that you care about. Obviously, Gabriela VC focuses on women and LGBTQ plus people, but we have other national democratic organizations that people can get involved in if they're interested in. Sulong UBC and Anakbayan BC focus on youth and student sector. We have Migrante BC for migrants and workers. We also have, you know, solidarity organizations for non-Filipinos if they would like to show support and stand in solidarity with the Philippine movement. So we have Friends of the Filipino People in Struggle, as well as Canada Philippine Solidarity for Human Rights. But yeah, you know, getting organized is is a concrete contribution to basically help, you know, liberate ourselves. And there has been, you know, a long history of Filipino women struggling against exploitation and oppression. And we still can carry that legacy on today, so that we can see, you know, the Filipino people being liberated. You can also, if that seems like, you know, a lot that you want to learn, there's also other ways in which you can support. You can donate to us as a grassroots organization. You know, our events are funded either by our own pocket or by the funds that we raise throughout the year. So you can donate to us at our email, which is info.gabriellabc@gmail.com. Or you can follow us on social media at _GabriellaBC as other ways to basically keep up with our work. And if you're interested in supporting us, or if you're interested in just getting involved and messaging us and seeing how and where you would like to go with it. So, yeah.
Wow. It's inspiring to hear about the ways individual can contribute to Gabriela VC's effort. I'm sure the interview was really helpful for our audience to know more about Gabriela VC. And thank you so much for sharing your valuable insights. I really appreciate your time, and it's been a pleasure learning more about the impactful work of Gabriela VC.
Thank you for the interview. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Before we conclude our interview, is there anything else you'd like to share or any message you'd like to convey to our audience?
Yeah, so the struggle for liberation cannot be done without women and LGBTQ plus people, but as well as the struggle for liberation is in the hands of everyone around us. So whether or not you're Filipino, non-Filipino, really, you know, getting involved in building political power and building that collective strength will really help in, you know, seeing the change that you want to see in the world, and to see what the future is like as a brighter future, basically. So, yeah.
Thank you for today. Your insights have been truly enlightening, and we appreciate your openness in sharing your experience. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dear listeners, as you may have heard, Meta, which owns Instagram and Facebook, is blocking Canadian access to all content created by news providers, including this radio station, in response to the Online Broadcasting Act. Access to local news and information matters to everyone, and while radio stations use their airwaves to keep you informed, we also use social media to share local news, events, and initiatives, and even content about our upcoming programming. We need you to write your MP and convey your concerns. Learn more and find a letter template for your MP on our website. Thank you for your support.
Business, 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 business.
I don't want to write a record, I want to reflect the time.
Stop business as usual, stop the genocide.
I don't want to write a record, I want to reflect the time.
Stop business as usual, stop the genocide.
I don't want to write a record, I want to reflect the time.
Stop business as usual, stop the genocide.
I don't want to write a record, I want to reflect the time.
Business, 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 business.
I don't wanna write a banger, I wanna reflect the time. Stop business as usual, stop the genocide. It's land back from Philippines to Palestine. It's time to uprise till we're all free. Fuck individualism, this is collectivism. No more consumerism, tune into global rhythms. We make the revolution irresistible. Leaning on each other, holding them accountable. They don't give a fuck about us, but we will still talk shit. We design our graphics, we reciting telephone scripts. We got our receipts, local archivists. We flood an inbox, the mayor's office. We calling his shit, don't be complicit. We boost the info, and we bear witness. We taking our lead from indigenous. We unstoppable, we won't say silent.
I don't wanna write a record, I wanna reflect the time.
Stop business as usual, stop the genocide.
I don't wanna write a record, I wanna reflect the time.
Stop business as usual, stop the genocide.
I don't wanna write a record, I wanna reflect the time.
Stop business as usual, stop the genocide.
I don't wanna write a record, I wanna reflect the time.
Business, business, business. Kafia's on the street, traffic blockage. A politician sips his cocktail and funds the rockets. We yelling ceasefire, your hands got blood in them. He licks his fingers, calls on his minions. They turning humans into robot cops. Slaves to empires, brains whitewashed. They put whiteness in religious laws. Gave them rights to enslave, mass graves, land theft, prison jobs.
Real loves in decolonization. Total liberation of our nation.
Stop the killings and the occupation. Change. Using radical imagination, together we're amazing.
I don't wanna write a record, I wanna reflect the time.
Stop business as usual, stop the genocide.
I don't wanna write a record, I wanna reflect the time.
Stop business, 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 business.
Business, Stop Business as Usual by Kim Wardle, a queer, non-binary, Filipinx, multi-hyphenate artist and activist. Great message to that song, and tying into the interview you just heard with Gabriela BC, which is an anti-imperialist Filipino women's organization committed to continuing the ongoing struggle for justice and liberation of all women and for national democracy in the Philippines. For more information on Gabriela BC, your best bet is to Google Gabriela BC, or you can look them up on Facebook or Instagram. There's a link tree on their Instagram, which is underscore Gabriela BC. That links to the two episodes of the zine, Mothers in the Motherland, that were mentioned in the interview, a membership form, and a bunch of other stuff. Yeah, check that out. Okay, we're almost into the last quarter of the show, which means it's time for my trip into the CJSF CD archives. And this time, we're going to hear from a compilation called The Aerial Number 3, A Journal in Sound. This record has a bunch of varying electroacoustic, modern electronic music. Apparently, it is an unusual occurrence that this album is entirely instrumental. This record is also from, I believe, released in 1990 or perhaps 1989. It's hard to find the exact 1991. Okay, there we go. The Aerial run out of Santa Fe, New Mexico. And it's interesting, in the very beginning, there is a paragraph that says, now about this World War III business, and it is business. There isn't much room here to say all that needs to be said about this insanity, so we simply say this, refuse, resist, and voice your opposition, and hope for peace. That was, I am imagining, in reference to one of the Gulf Wars, the, quote, first Gulf War, in the early 1990s, late 1980s, but just as applicable and prescient today. So we are going to hear the last track on this compilation, which is called Core Sample, Sylvan, composed and performed by Leslie Dalaba, with Herb Robertson also. And it is, it's one section of a larger piece called Core Sample. We're just going to hear the section called Sylvan. It begins with Herb Robertson on the cornet, which is a kind of trumpet. And then we pretty much alternate playing solos that are each about 1 minute long, which were looped and overlaid by the quintessence of Patience, John Rosenberg. This piece eventually includes 13 trumpets and represents a small section of a core sample when things were evolving quickly, and geological history is a bit of a puzzle. Leslie Dalaba's housemate says about Leslie, she's a great cook, a pretty mean spoon player, and I even enjoy hearing her play her trumpet, though she does some pretty strange things with it. She's also something of a science whiz and an aspiring acupuncturist who just happens to be terrified of needles. So here is Sylvan, part of Core Sample by Leslie Dalaba.
Thank you. PFLAG Canada is there when it seems no one else is. Are you struggling with an LGBT issue? Every day, PFLAG Canada volunteers are contacted by frightened kids and by angry, fearful, or ashamed parents. PFLAG is Canada's only national organization that helps all Canadians who are struggling with issues of sexual orientation and gender identity. PFLAG Canada supports, educates, and provides resources 24/7. Visit pflagcanada.ca.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM. Just time for one last song, also from the CJSF archives. You just heard some wild trumpet music there by Leslie DeLaba. The Sylvan section of Core Sample from the Aerial, issue number 3. And now we're going to go back to the early 90s again from 1994, I suppose, is when this was added to the CJSF collection anyway. The record Yank Crime by Drive Like Jehu. I got into the sort of post-hardcore pseudo-math rock stylings of Drive Like Jehu as I was trying to find out more bands like At the Drive-In, but I didn't make it that deep into their catalog. And then I listened to this record yesterday and realized that they nailed the At the Drive-In formula years before At the Drive-In were even a band. So, we're going to hear the last track of this show. Will be called New Intro by Drive Like Jehu from their record Yank Crime. Democracy Now is next. I'll see you next week.
At Inspire, we know a lot about Indigenous success. It's what we build together each and every day. We're one of Canada's leading nonprofits. Not only do we help erase the financial burden of post-secondary education costs for First Nations, Métis, and Inuit students across Turtle Island, we also provide access to future career and education prospects for Indigenous students through our Rivers to Success mentorship program. It's free to join. Register today for monthly events happening across Turtle Island. You'll get the latest information about your future post-secondary and career options. Register online now at riverstosuccess.ca. Again, that's riverstosuccess.ca. Register today. Prizes, information, and fun are waiting.
Thank you. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Radio. Burnaby.
Hi, I'm Amy